Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Too many of God's people have no idea what season we are approaching in the realm of the Spirit. They live their lives like it's the same old thing day after day. No, we are in a new era. God's kingdom is here. The nations are shaking because God is moving amongst us. But where is the fear? Where is the reverence for God among his people? Why are God's people raging like the heathens? They seem not to realize that the deliverance of a nation depends upon the obedience of God's people. As God told Solomon in 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Beloved, it's time to humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways. Some of you left because God didn't answer prayer. You felt that God had left you. No, you left God. You left faith in God because you believed in something else more so than that. And some of you, he said you were distracted by what's going on in the world and got on a bandwagon. Got out of faith, got out of the kingdom, and went on a bandwagon because you felt, well, I can do God's will, protesting, or I can get involved with this organization. But what did God tell you specifically? Where does he want you? He doesn't want you joining a group to go against him. If you join a group like that, most likely he's going to say, show them how to do it my way, if indeed he sent you. But if he didn't send you, you shouldn't have been there to begin with.
Here is this week's message.
And this is what I heard God speaking to the church, to the Christians in America right now. He said, "Oh, Christian, think not that you will escape in your own house. If you hold your position of rebellion," he says, "now the deliverance shall arise from America from another place, but you and your house will be destroyed." And he says, "Don't you know you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" God raised you up not to just take you to heaven. No, you have work to do. You have to be a witness. That's why Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Teach them what I taught you." The world could be your family, could be your community, but we're supposed to be ambassadors in the world, in our culture, showing people how God operates and showing them there's another way to live. There's another way to do family. There's another way to do education, another way to do politics, business, whatever is going on in the world. We have another way because the Lord has taught us. He has something that he's shown us that he wants us to show the world. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're not supposed to be following the world. We're supposed to be influencing to the world as ambassadors of God's kingdom. And that's where he said the problem has been, because as he said, we're badly compromised. And what was his last, the other one prophecy he gave me, where he said that we were codependents and co-conspirators with the kingdom of darkness. Why? He says, the Lord said, we received everything that the world gave us on a silver platter. And it caused us to be corrupted. Because we just went along with it. As nice Christians, we just went along with things that oppose God. That God said we'll destroy the people, but yet we've decided we're going to be quiet and we're complacent. And he said, because of it, the nation is sick. But that filth and corruption was going to be the demise of our nation. And we see that now. And there's more coming out, people. Some of the stuff, the worst of the worst, has not come out yet. Some of this stuff is so sickening, because for decades, the Lord has had me praying for Hollywood, for the music industry, for the business, for our government and the corruption and this thing with children and prostitution that our government has been involved in, that people have been involved in for a long time. So it's part of the corrupt system that has to be overturned if America's going to be dedicated to God. These systems are entrenched in our system of culture. They have to be uprooted. They have to be uprooted, because God is not going to dedicate filth. He won't do it. He won't do it. But the only way it can be dedicated, if Christians, as I said, rededicate themselves to God. And he says, some of you left because God didn't answer prayer. You felt that God had left you. No, you left God. You left faith in God because you believed in something else more so than that. And some of you, he said, you were distracted by what's going on in the world and got on a bandwagon. Got out of faith, got out of the kingdom, and went on a bandwagon because you felt, well, I can do God's will, protesting, or I can get involved with this organization. But what did God tell you specifically? Where does he want you? He doesn't want you joining a group to go against him. If you join a group like that, most likely he's going to say, show them how to do it my way, if indeed he sent you. But if he didn't send you, you shouldn't have been there to begin with. And he says, some of you also have strayed from God because of deceitfulness of riches, money. You got money issues. Figure, I got to do what I got to do because I got bills. Well, didn't God say that he was our provider? He's our shepherd. We shall not have a need for anything, but you have to be led by the shepherd. But if you've been led by your greed, by your lust, by your lack, then you're not following God. So you're going to have to repent for that if you want to get the riches and the promises that God has for his people in this hour. If not, you get what the world gets. And in this season, God is coming after the world. Last week, what did he have me read? The prophecy of two trains, where he showed that there's two tracks of life that are happening before our eyes. He said in America, there's a way of life, of everyday life in America, and there's a life in abundance that God has in his kingdom. He says they're both on a track going fast. He said, but the only thing is there's a stone wall at the end of both tracks. You know, the track America, everyday life in America is going to crash. And he said, everybody will die on that train. But he said, the only one that's going to come go through the stone wall would be the people of God and those who join them on the train track of life and abundance. We talked about that last week. And he says, the time of the crash is now. So this is not the time to be playing sides against God. It's the time that if you want to survive, you need to be on God's side. Also, the Lord made it very clear to me that we in America have a covenant with him. That covenant means that everything in this word we can have because we're in covenant with God. But you have to go back to the book. You have to go to the book. You can't just make up something. You have to be going back to the book and fulfilling the requirements in order to get it. A covenant is a contract which says, I will do these things. God said, I will do these if you do these things. If you don't do these things, then I can't do these things. That's why when he says, I place before you life or death, blessing or cursing, he says, you choose. But I'm going to tell you what, choose life. Choose my way, because that's the one that's going to cause you and your children to live. But he says he has a covenant that he will uphold, because God will not, he will not violate his covenant. Now, we may do it, whether it's on purpose or accidentally, but that means we don't get any protection. We don't get the provision of the covenant. God has promised to take care of us, to keep us from sickness and disease, a lot of those things. But a lot of times you people sick, people are broke, they're going through a lot of demonic things. Why? They're not honoring the covenant. They didn't do what God says do. So because of that, then they say, well, God abandoned me. No, he didn't abandon you. You abandoned him. And just know that's why a lot of people have turned from God. They're mad. How you gonna get mad at God? I mean, you did it. You were the one that's guilty. Never get upset with God for something that didn't happen in your life. Always go to him in prayer and say, Lord, what happened? What can I do to make this right? What can I do to cause this thing to happen? And then listen to him. He will tell you. We don't ever get mad and turn, because that's what the enemy wants. Because as you turn and the enemy's got you, he knows you're not protected. You're not under the covenant, and the enemy can do whatever he wants with you. So some of you, I'm going to just say this. You may remember how the Lord said that there was a new order. I heard him clearly say this morning that the iniquity, the cup of iniquity in America is full. That means the wrath of God is coming down, on judgment is coming down on the people, because we've allowed too much to go without being dealt with. But the Lord will deal with it in this season. Also, he says the spiritual condition of the nation has been put at great risk. I mentioned the two trains. He said a great fall in America is coming. Now, we're not talking about God's kingdom fall. He's talking about the fall of the wickedness in the kingdom of darkness. Now, this is a word that he had me release on here. This is back in October. October 2025, he says that the time of the great fall is here. Man has exalted himself above God for the last time. Rapid justice is being executed against mine enemies, haters of all that is pure, honest, and good. The end is here, even in America. For there will arise a new kingdom, and it's already here, a new order of supernatural dimensions. Its power comes from my throne, my government, says God. I am king of the universe, and I will reign in America and throughout the earth. Watch me take over the governments of this world. Watch as I overturn their wicked laws. Watch as I expose their secret plots and wicked schemes. I will even unearth their riches they have hidden in dark places in the earth. All will be manifest before the world. I am uncovering it all, even the hidden things of the heart, says God. And he said that back in October, that that was what was coming. Going even further back than that, this was from, actually, it was originally in August, or September 2023, but he brought it, had me break it back in August, talking about it even since then, August of 2024. This is when the Lord said, Christians in America have become codependents and co-conspirators with the kingdom of darkness. We sat back and went along with whatever was offered to us on a silver platter. What we consumed poisoned our souls and weakened our nation. And here's what Lord said. Filth and corruption will be the demise of America. But I have called for my sons and daughters to step up with my plan to heal and restore the land. There will be a great fall in your nation. Yet, as one kingdom falls, my kingdom will arise with more wealth and power than this world has ever seen. And I have called each of you to be part of this new era of kingdom wealth, for it shall be a sign that I am with you in the midst of utter destruction that will come upon your nation. Now, here he's saying utter destruction is coming. Do not fear. It is only the demise of a corrupt system that had to end so that my will could be performed in the land. So do not fear. Rejoice. For my kingdom of healing, goodness, and prosperity is at hand. The righteous ones will be in authority and the people will rejoice. All of heaven will rejoice for all eternity, says Almighty God. So there he's warning us of the fall, but he's saying a more better and more prosperous world is coming for us. During that same time, he talked about who was actually working against America. He gave me a vision. In this vision, I saw a building. It's like an organization. It's an edifice that was being dismantled. The people were scrambled in intense confusion. It reminded me of the fall of the Tower of Babel. The Lord said that this organization contained people who were literally all over the world. They spoke the same language and they were speaking the same words. They were in complete agreement with one another. And here's what they were saying. They wanted to blot out the true and living God and make a name for themselves. And I saw God confound their languages and the words of these people. Their structure fell and the people scattered across the face of the earth. And that's what he was showing was the fall. It was this organization. He said, this is the time of the great fall. He says, it, meaning this wicked structure cannot stand. It cannot withstand what I'm sending to the earth. So the Lord himself is going against the people and the things that have actually tried to overtake the people in the world, and not only the people of the world, the nation.
People of God, the Lord cannot move upon a nation to change unless you change. It's not up to the politicians. It's up to you. The anointing to transform the world around us rests with the obedient people of God. That is why Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. We preach the gospel with our lives. The Lord works with us, confirming the word with signs following. The world cannot change until they see something different that is actually working in the earth. That is our role as people of God. So it is time to turn around, rededicate our lives to being all that God desires in Jesus' name. If you have enjoyed this episode, please join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well. If you'd like to partner with us, you can find more details on our ministry site, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. Also, the next Apostolic Prayer Force gathering is scheduled for Monday, March 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also find details at www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.